hard won was that £10,800 tax threshold, personal tax allowance, going up to £11,000?
Well, it's a big achievement for the Liberal Democrats. We started out in this Parliament with the tax threshold at £6,500, and it's gone up over £10,000. And we believe this is very helpful to households because it takes some of the pressure off living standards. You've just had that argument with Margaret Curran a few minutes ago. But if you look at take-home pay, which takes account of tax, that's where the position is much better, and it's because of the influence of raising the tax threshold. It's good that the Conservatives have shared our view that that would be a useful thing to do, but it is something we pushed out for.
You mentioned the railways. Can you really deliver on... Sorry, you mentioned infrastructure. Can you really deliver on things like improved railways, particularly in the north of England? Because Ed Miliband was critical of George Osborne's claim that he was essentially a friend of the north of England.
Well, there is a rail revolution happening. But some of the biggest rail projects in Europe, like Crossrail, are already underway. The railway industry is reviving. We're actually getting trains manufactured in the UK, much more than that was the case in the past. HS2 is something we have agreed in government and pressing ahead with. And, you know, we'd certainly like to see better connections across the north of England. And there's a will to see that happen now.
Is it difficult to sit through a budget like that and be barely mentioned? As a party, I mean. I don't mean you personally.
Well, if it's... if it's the response to the budget tomorrow, I'll be leading, and I will be setting the tone of the debate myself. And if it's something to do with business and long-term investment in apprenticeships and science and training, then I have my outing. But this was the Chancellor's day in the sun, and that's the way we divide things up.
Just a final thought on whether the Conservatives, if they do plan to materially slow down that pace of paying down the debt, and therefore being less austere, it doesn't serve you, does it, as continuing in government?
Well, that's what we've done so far. I mean, we set off, as was right, to have an ambitious programme of getting the deficit reduced as quickly as possible. But the economy slowed down. We were flexible. We responded in a sensible way, which is why the whole process has taken rather longer. If we had just pushed ahead with austerity at a time when the economy was growing slowly, we'd have been attacked for being dogmatic and costing people's jobs. We've done the sensible, flexible thing, which is why it's taken longer.